This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In several years of covering the housing market, perhaps nothing stands out to me more than a drive through one of the hardest hit neighborhoods in Memphis, Tennessee. Almost every home had been abandoned after low-income minority borrowers were steered into high-risk loans that they couldn't afford. Memphis lost tax revenue and ended up getting millions of dollars in a settlement with Wells Fargo. Well, now three Atlanta area counties are taking on the British bank HSBC for the same kind of thing. Jim Burris reports.
County budget shortfalls have consequences big and small. Just ask DeKalb County Commissioner Jeff Rader. The trek to his fifth floor office just outside of Atlanta always begins the same.
These elevators maybe work about half of the time.
He mashes the elevator button until it lights up.
Sometimes they'll stick.
Then he holds his breath.
Unfortunately, we can't pay to replace these elevators, and so we have to pay more over time to keep unreliable equipment operating.
Since the foreclosure crisis hit the Atlanta area in 2008, Rader says DeKalb County has seen about $150 million in property tax revenue evaporate each year. That's more than 20% of the budget. County buildings are falling apart. Potholes go unfilled. And DeKalb is suing HSBC, as are neighboring Fulton and Cobb counties. They say the bank's predatory lending triggered their budget shortfalls. Jim Evangelista is the plaintiff's attorney.
This was to make money at the end of the day. And it was not the fault of the borrowers. It was not the fault of the economy.
A 145-page lawsuit against HSBC alleges the bank targeted minority communities with expensive subprime loans that often went into default. The Metro Atlanta County say that's since cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. But the damages often run deeper than budget gaps. Harley Etienne teaches urban and regional planning at the University of Michigan.
It's increasing crime. It's the value of a life. You have lots of crime that is associated with the vacant properties. And I don't know how you start to calculate the value of those losses.
On Friday, HSBC filed a 53-page motion to dismiss the case. Among other things, HSBC's lawyers claim the statute of limitations has passed and that the county's claims are vague and unsupported. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.